You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Playbook with Rob, Joe and Anika.
If you don't listen to The Playbook, you deserve 20 fucking whacks.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Right, we're starting.
We're starting.
Well, this is a football one. Been looking forward to this for a long time. We have guests in the studio as well.
Powered up radio. What's up, guys?
Yeah.
The second and third biggest football fans of BFM.
Well, we've got an Aston Villa and a West Ham supporter here, so my condolences. Right. Now, this, I mean, we talk about the season, but the last games, I love the last games of the season, all at the same time, just so much shit going on, and there was so much shit going on on Monday. But then as it started, you got Liverpool go 1-0 down to Wolves.
6th minute, wasn't it?
Man City 2-0 down to Aston Villa. West Ham go 1-0 up and the Gooners start banging them in, as does Tottenham. So I was quite happy. Then in six minutes, Man City banging three goals. Like, just from fucking nowhere. It was insane. And win the league. Liverpool won 3-1 and didn't win the league. So that was all good. Chelsea got third. As I say, Spurs by beating Norwich 5-0. With the added bonus that Sonny got a share of the Golden Boot Award with Mo Salah.
Yep.
We got four, and we're back in the Champions League. The Gooners got Europa League. Man United got Europa League, which they don't deserve one fucking bit.
No, West Ham
got the Conference League in seventh. Now, I wanted... West Ham deserved to be in the Europa League. Man United deserved to be in a Conference League.
Yeah. I think so. I think we had that golden opportunity, especially with... Because we had to win or draw and United had to lose.
Yeah.
United were 1-0 down the Palace in the 30th minute and West Ham just had to beat Brighton. But Brighton being Brighton, the only team that we just can't beat. It was a pretty back-and-forth game, not very clinical, because... Mikel Antonio, I think he's better suited as a winger.
He scored first. He scored the goal.
A very nice goal. He just bullied. Who was it? He bullied Lewis Dunk, just pushed him off the ball and put it into the top left.
He's a big unit as well, isn't he?
100%. Right wing back converted to a striker. It beats me how the hell he managed to do that. But still, very good game, I think. Brighton deserved to win in the end. We kind of fell asleep to
Brighton's done it to everybody, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
They've done it to everybody.
Little shit, Neil Maupai. I hate Neil Maupai. He is...
Mate, I'll just stop you there, man. Just hate's a big word, man. We'll try to get that out.
I strongly dislike.
I severely dislike. Yeah.
That's better. Yeah. I think that's got more menace to it, to be honest.
Hate is not a nice word. I'm sorry about using that. But I severely dislike Neil Maupai. Props to him. He doesn't take any shit, but he's terrible. I mean, he's not that great. But let it go, man. I can't.
Really quickly, the other end of the table, unfortunately, was between Leeds and Burnley for the third relegation spot. And for me, I like Burnley, they're gone. The great survivors haven't. Mm. I don't know whether they'll come back again. It's once you drop.
I think with Burnley, it was a long time coming.
Yeah.
They've been fighting for years to try and stay
Sean
up.
Dyche really kept them up.
Yeah.
Thought they were going to stay up for a little bit. They had a bit of a resurgence with the...
Yeah, towards the end of the season, they had a great...
But part of me wanted to go, you know what, fuck it, go down, because it was disrespectful. I don't know what happened there. It still hasn't come out what happened there. I'd imagine there was like 50 cuffs with Sean Dyche. The man gargles with gravel and condensed milk.
Yep.
No, best voice in football. Yeah, I miss them. That was it. So what I thought we'd go through the teams and just have a little quick what we thought of them. And we obviously got to start off with Man City. Deserved champions, I think.
They're the most consistent throughout the season, right?
They've lost two games.
They lost two throughout the entire season.
Tottenham, we beat them twice. We're the only team not to lose to Man City or Liverpool.
Yeah.
I think.
And that was all without a striker, a dedicated striker, because we had the big Harry Kane thing last summer. Will he go? Won't he go? He didn't. And they did all that without like a proper striker. I reckon.
Good effort.
I mean, Liverpool, don't get me wrong, they're very, very close, but one point in it could have gone either way, but it didn't.
Very true, yeah. I think. If you could, because they're watching the Villa City game, Villa defensively, they were just an absolute brick wall up until that first goal from Gundogan.
They
just fell apart. City really turned on the engines in the last 20 minutes. That was...
What was so great was that with the Steven Gerrard thing as well. I mean, he's a living legend at Liverpool, but if Aston Villa had beaten City...
And also Felipe Coutinho as well.
Yeah.
If it was, you know, it's Gerrard and Coutinho winning Liverpool the champion. Making them champions now, but City deserve it.
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're Haaland coming in next season.
They're a class squad.
Still.
I know that, they're a rotation team, which is true, but it's, the format the style that's worked for them.
But you need it with the games they play. Well, you can't... You look at West Ham, who've got such a small squad, who I reckon did absolutely fantastic.
No, but they, they're a good team, really good investments and signings this year. I think they absolutely deserve it.
I don't think you put anyone under the guidance of Pep Guardiola and he's going to do better.
Without a doubt. I think he will stay because he's after that Champions League, isn't he? I think once he gets that, maybe he might do the off.
So who could replace him, though?
I don't know.
Maybe Poch, he's probably on his way out from PSG.
I don't know. I know who it won't be. It won't be Jose Mourinho, will it?
Yeah.
Oh, let's hope it is. Liverpool, their season is still going. I got Real Madrid this Saturday. I'll be supporting Real Madrid. I don't want to do anything. And in actual fact, you look at their last two cups, they won them on penalties. Yeah. Still an amazing team, but I don't like Jurgen Klopp.
No.
Yeah.
He was great when he first came from
Germany.
He was a real spirit. You could even just tell he really loved his game. He loved his squad. But since, I think maybe the victory's gone to his head.
Yeah.
Just the consistent doing really well, you know.
He's coming out with a complete load of bullshit as well, which you don't need that. It's bad enough for some players talking shit. You don't need that as well. Chelsea, third.
Typical Chelsea effort.
I think they've been sold in it to that American geezer. Yeah, they own the Dodgers or something.
Yeah, so they own the LA Dodgers, and apparently all of them are massive Chelsea fans as well, from what I've heard.
They're all racist.
It's like that one TV series with that American coach comes over.
Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso.
Yeah, it's a good series.
From what I've heard from Chelsea fans, they're quite...
Yeah.
They think it's promising.
Yeah.
One of them is like a member of the House of Lords or something as well.
I think the big thing is where the profit's going to, because it can't go to... the oligarchs.
No.
So I think it's going to some charity or Boris Johnson's wallpaper or something. Yeah, I don't know.
The Tories. Tories election campaign.
I did hear just when they did agree the deal that they weren't going to be splashing out a huge bunch on players.
I've heard that they're investing in...
They definitely need strikers.
You told me the other week they were going to buy the human slab.
Harry Maguire.
Slabby Maguire.
Apparently they just wanted an English takeover, essentially, which... I mean, if they're going to buy Slabhead, why the hell would they have sold
him? Why would they buy him anyway? Anyway, we'll talk about it when we get to Man United. Right, now Tottenham. Amazing season for us, really. When Conte took over in November, we were a broken team.
Oh,
we were a broken team. Really mad. He bought in Kulusevski, and Bentancur have made so much different. Got Harry Kane playing again. Suns thrived over him. And the players under Nuno, for me, were dead wood, like Eric Dier, Ben Davis and all that. I didn't want them wearing fucking Tottenham shirts again.
Yeah.
They're playing fantastically. Yeah. We are getting a clear out. Apparently, we're getting six new players. I'll see it when I believe it. But we got to back him now.
Yeah.
What he's done at the beginning of the season, I said the best we could do is seventh. I'm savouring this now.
At the beginning of the season, everyone was he wanted to leave the club. He was like, I want to resign or something like that. He was like, I should be fired. But, you know, they've had great into the season.
I suppose the reason they didn't do so well at
I think it was so. the worst part for Conte was when we lost to Burnley.
Oh, yeah.
We beat Man City 3-2 at Man City. Just fucking mad game. Then we lost to Burnley, and he goes, fucking this. What's the fucking point? And he just revved the fuck out of everybody, and it's worked. I'm really looking forward to next season. Levy's got to back him. It's as simple as that. He said he's going to. In a lot of interviews, they've asked Conte, are you staying? And he said to every one of them, I'm not talking about that now. We've got in the Champions League. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's fucking live this little bit thing first. Yeah. He's signed till next summer. He will stay. I hope he has an extension, because I feel quite excited about what's happening at Tottenham. If he can get the right players in, with Kulusevski, Son and Kane up front, and this five sub thing happening as well season, you need your squad. You need a big. Everybody needs bigger squads.
100%.
Everybody needs. Is Kulusevski, is that permanent? There's a clause in the thing. We can buy him. They are buying him. Yeah, they should do. He's just 100%. Unbelievable player. Yeah, built for the Premier League. Right, Arsenal.
To press the Arsenal, I will say, I'd say them and Newcastle have had, compared to the start of the season.
Oh yeah, and last season, yeah.
Remember at the start of the season when they lost to Brentford, and it was like, oh, this weekend it's a relegation battle between Arsenal and Norwich.
Well, were they like 16th up until just before January?
But the thing is, it was only a few games ago. They had 6 points on Tottenham and a game in hand, and they just bottled it
big time.
A lot of talk with the Arsenal supporters, you know, it's a young team and all that. But I remember Alex Ferguson had a young team in the day, probably younger than a lot of them players, different players. And they're making excuses for him. I hope they keep him. Arteta's, I don't think he's good enough to be at Arsenal.
Oh, no, for sure.
And a lot of them players that are good players, they're burning them out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. They're getting hammered and, you know, right, they might have won at the weekend, but too little too late, really. Exactly. They lost to us.
Yeah, it was a convincing one.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going to happen there. That's the unfortunate thing, what with Newcastle and Eddie Howe, they got all that money.
Yeah.
They're going to go mad over summer.
Oh, yeah.
You've got Tottenham rebuilding. Man United's going to be rebuilding. Everybody's going to be real. West Ham, you got money.
£225 million.
Exactly. See, so all of a sudden, that top four just seems to be the magical fucking thing to get into. Yeah. I can't see Arsenal getting into the top six, to be honest with you.
I think seventh, eighth, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's so... Now, I don't think Newcastle will do it straight away. I think they'll need a couple of seasons to get up. Yeah. Look what Man City when they first got their blood money.
It'll be like Man City. It'll be gradual. But I reckon they'll be top.
And they've made some very smart investments.
Yeah, and Eddie Howe, what a manager.
If you can turn the biggest flop of your the record signing biggest flop, Joel Linton, will strike it into a box to box centre mid in half a season.
If Newcastle, if we only take the second half of the season into account, I think Newcastle are third.
No, I wouldn't be surprised.
They went from what
the relegation? They were getting relegated.
They were the bottom three. I was loving it.
And now
they're doing bits now. I think, like I said, Joel Linton, Bruno Guimaraes, fantastic signing from Leon. He's done absolute bits for them. Everyone across the ball. Chris Wood.
Yeah.
No, they haven't heard much about him, but he's got at least one goal for them.
Yeah,
but, they've just made
it. I think he's one of them sort of players as well. Chris Wood is really good in a changing room.
Yeah,
tidying up. No, I mean just not right. Getting the sandwiches and stuff, sorting out the drugs for the night. He's a Kiwi.
No, I think because Newcastle they got the budget to splash.
Oh, they got crazy money.
They're making smart investments.
But it's whether a decent player wants to move to the northeast of England.
I mean, I remember, like I said about Bruno Guimaraes, he was at Leon. He was doing great playing Champions League football for Leon. And he said when he went to Newcastle, I like the project that they got going here.
Of course he does,
Like that, then fucking new.
Yeah, I'll give them a couple of years and they'll just be smashing everybody. So for me, I'm just living the fucking dream. Yeah. Right, after Arsenal, who's next? Oh, West Ham.
West Ham.
So Man United, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Man United.
Okay. Oh, right, Man United. Right, no, well.
Hey.
Yeah, it was Man United.
I think so. Yeah.
We're going down by the points. But, as...
That's how the table works.
Yes, Man United after Arsenal.
Right, okay. Well, Man United, what can we say about that?
Was it a season... Do you reckon a season to forget? Arguably the worst season.
Oh, for me, it's a season to remember.
It's a great season, but for...
If you're not a Man United fan.
If you're a Man United fan, it's probably one of the worst football seasons.
They had, at the beginning of the season, with who they've got...
I know.
I picked them either third or fourth.
Oh, shit.
And they're just so underachieved. Just look at that team. They just get... I've seen their last few games and it's like they're already on holiday.
Well, 100%.
They have fucking Ronaldo on their team.
Yeah.
Great. Arguably the greatest player of all time.
Well, it says, wait, where is that thing I just read?
Yeah. Where, like, you that? Read that thing. It said, Man United haven't won a single game without Ronaldo.
This season. This season.
They've got zero goal difference. Yeah. They've scored 57 or something and had 57 scored against them or something. They've got zero.
No one wants to play. Everyone. No one's informed. There isn't a single player that comes to mind apart from the 36-year-old Ronaldo.
Yeah, but even him, you look at it, he's got those goals, but they came in clusters.
Yeah, and they're all...
Yeah, he scored a hat-trick against us, which I'm still fucked off about. But he got a couple of... Yeah, he's gone.
Goal's gone.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
He also likes to beat up Everton fans. Yeah. Look, slap their phones out of their hands.
Yeah,
it says here that Manchester United, it was their worst points tally since the Premier League begun in 1992 with 58. There was a zero goal difference. Most goals have... Gotta start listening.
I'm not even looking at a computer, mate. It's all in now. Do you know what I mean?
Most goals they've conceded in a Premier League season, which is 57. Liverpool and City did the double on them, and they've been dropped into the Europa League. So overall, it's probably not the best season for them.
No, they don't even deserve to be in that. And most Man United fans are saying exactly the same. Yeah, they've scrubbed this season.
I remember at one point on Monday night, it was like, Cristiano Ronaldo is going to be Conference League player.
Yeah, we're 1-0 up against Brighton.
Yeah, I was so on you for that. Palace. But the thing is, a lot of their players, they're worth a lot of money and they've been so shit, who's going to be stupid enough to buy them? Chelsea. Classic example, Slabby Maguire.
Yeah.
They're going to lose at least, even, like, who'd want to buy him for 30 million, 20 million? They're going to lose £80 million.
And he's rubbish.
I think he's the worst Man United captain ever.
I think out of any player in the whole league, he's had the worst season.
Yeah, and then he gets picked for England.
I know. Well, he plays all right with England. He performs at England, but the reason why is because he's not a right back. He's a centre back. He's good in centre back.
He's playing right back for United.
And he plays right back for United.
What the fuck? What about Wan-Bissaka? What?
Oh, sorry, no. I think left back, right? I don't know.
I thought he was in the centre.
Yeah, no, he's definitely centre back. Because Luke Shaw will be left back.
No, he's right back for England, I think. I'm pretty sure.
No, because England have like six right backs.
Yeah, but like,
why the fuck would they play him?
He plays on the right. I don't know.
Maybe right. No, he plays. He's the goalkeeper, bro.
Yeah, I know. Centre defensive striker.
Like, I would never put him as goalkeeper.
I wouldn't put him on the field. I wouldn't put him in the fucking canteen alone. Oh my
God. So even with
damn.
The
name,
he should be working at JD Sports.
No, you. Maybe. Like, I'm not even joking. You watch him and he just...
But paperweight, I think, he'd be better off.
It's just mistake after mistake after mistake. And it's terrible.
Doing stupid things, hospital passes, fucking all sorts.
It wasn't worth 80 mil when he was bought. It wasn't worth 80 mil in his prime. He sure as hell is not worth 80 mil right now.
So, yeah, that's my biggest... Well, their new manager, when he takes that... What's his name? Ten Hag. He's got such a job on his hands. Yeah. He was at that Crystal Palace game and apparently he's just shaking his head. Like, yeah, what the fuck have I done?
Ralph Rangnick, I don't know if that was even a smart interim choice. He was...
So out of his depth,
I
thought.
I mean, he did well, 10 years ago at Salzburg?
Yeah.
And he was... Clearly was at the
I think
time,
the only one
was,
stupid enough to take it over, really.
Oh, 100%.
Like, but then Man United, it's from the Glaziers all the way down.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, the biggest thing that United needs to fix their problems is for the Glazers to sell.
Yeah. And they probably won't.
The Glazers don't give a shit about the fans. They don't give a shit about games. They literally just care about making profit off the Manchester United name.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw it in the Super League, you know.
Yeah. Okay,
but then, you know, you keep being shit. People are going to be going away from them.
Well, like, it's like United fans are protesting outside the stadium.
Yeah.
And they're entering late and protesting during games. I just don't... He should just sell it.
I don't think
he will because it's... Make some money.
Yeah.
I mean, Ten Hag can... Because he's a great manager. I mean, to be fair, Ajax, he did have the best team in the league, without question.
See, that's the thing. He's got to... it's going to be a tough one. Right, West Ham. Here we go.
Were you going to say something, Drew?
See, go on, Sam. Tell
me. West Ham!
Let's go.
Bubbles! No. Despite the potential we had for the season, I'm happy with how we went. We still retained a European spot. which you know, which that's probably the worst we could have got, as well as, you know, with Conference League.
That's down to basically the size of your squad, isn't it?
The downfall was buying no one in the summer.
Yeah.
That was so stupid. Or the winter, it wouldn't have been winter.
Did they have the money? Was money available?
Well, yeah, they did have the money available. Wow. They made some.
Bionese or something. Must have had some big deal going.
Yeah, exactly.
We should have bought Lingard.
We shouldn't have bought Vlasic. He has been dead weight. Spent 40 mil on him. Which is, I don't know really why. He was from Everton, then he went over to CSKA in Moscow. It was great in Russia, but the Premier League and the Russian League are a different breed. Today, it was just announced that we have £225 million for our transfer budget for this window, which is great.
You need players across the whole board, do you think?
Yeah. I think definitely more depth in the squad, but, like, quality depth. Because our first team, even though, like, statistically it's not the best, they just work so well together.
Yeah.
If we can just
get even rotation players for, like, European games.
Yeah, 100%. Just have as many players that we, because we played the first starting.
Because you'll be playing a lot of games.
Oh, same as this season.
As this season. But I mean, everyone thought West Ham was going to do rubbish this year because of Europa League, because it was going to be.
Oh no! I fancy them. David Moyes is a good manager.
West Ham is, like, completely revitalized itself. Like, they were relegation battle 2 years ago, 100%. And then. Now they're getting Europe two years
consecutively, and I think
it's a rebirth of the club, and I think you're going to keep getting better as well.
Yeah, we have the financial backing for the season. We have good targets. We've got some really smart targets that we're looking at right now. It's just, if we can get that into fruition, that would be great.
But you're a massive club. Like, there are so many West Ham fans around the world. Like,
big time.
The bloody Queen supports West Ham.
And Obama, Barack Obama.
Obama supports West Ham.
Yeah, he's.
Does he?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be more Chelsea.
Why would that be? He's like, we've got some very, very good targets, like I said.
Oh, I can't beat Adele, mate. Tottenham, when you can talk about Tottenham, you've got Adele.
Of course. And John Cena loves his Tottenham, which is rather interesting.
Yes. WWE. Brilliant.
But no, I've got high hopes for next season. I'm glad we managed to retain Europe.
Oh, Samo, man, and I really mean this. You deserve your Europa League.
I think that was a bottle job on that last day, honestly. I think.
Just tired, you reckon?
I just think.
It's the occasion as well.
Yeah, for sure.
West Ham, I reckon West Ham could have won the league. Won the Europa League, sorry.
Oh, Europa League. League.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as the 31st of January midnight came to, I just knew that our season. I'm honestly surprised we managed to retain Europe and do so well in the Europa League with the real
thing. Yeah, I think they can. That they would be one of my picks of the year, West Ham.
100%.
Only because of what the club, how big the club is, and what they've done with what they've got available to them, and that's all down to David Moyes, I think.
Yeah, big time. And I mean, Declan Rice, he said today as well, he's committed to another year at the club.
Yeah.
He's told the board, I'm happy to stay for another year, push for Europe.
Brilliant.
Him and Mark Noble.
Yeah, we have to. Quick word to Mark Noble. Big fucking. Sorry, mate. I just kicked his foot.
Oh, his foot, yeah.
What a fucking star for your club.
100%.
Mark Noble. 100%.
Mr. West Ham.
West Ham, man.
Mr. West Ham, the greatest one club man of all time.
Yeah.
I can say that confidently.
Oh, I reckon Harry Kane might do that.
On loan at Leicester.
No, you're true. There's not. There aren't that many players now that are.
No.
Team players.
Thick and thin with West Ham. I really hope he sticks around at the club, gets some sort of job, because he knows the current squad.
I'm sure he will. He'll manage one day, I reckon.
I'd like to see
him. He'll be the gaffer one day.
I think he should be involved, because he knows the current state of the squad. It'll be great if he got in amongst some of the transfer business.
Yeah.
And if I was David Moyes, I'd be giving him a job just like now. I mean, it's going to be very unusual. Not seeing him on the bench or just
he must have to. He's going to go through some changes as well.
Because
All of a sudden you go from that all that adulation.
To just being It's a sad day. A long time coming, unfortunately. But he actually played quite well this season. He's had his moments. Well, he did miss a pen against United, like 90th minute at the beginning of the season. It was like the second ever pen that he missed in his long.
Wow, what a wanker! Fuck it, yeah, I'm glad he's fucked off now.
No, I absolutely love him. Yeah, gonna be different without him on the pitch, on the sidelines at the club. But yeah, massive respect to Mark Noble.
He'll probably have a stand named after.
Oh
shit!
Yeah. Oh yeah, he will.
You got the training ground.
I reckon he.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Rush Green's changed to a Mark Noble. Training pitch,
brilliant.
I think
brilliant.
Something like that, but you know, I'm High hopes for West Ham.
Yeah.
Despite the...
Yeah. I like to see all London clubs apart from Arsenal and Chelsea do well.
Oh, yeah, big time.
That's about it, really.
I hope Fulham aren't just, like, switching between... Like, Norwich and Fulham basically just switch places in between Championship and Premier League.
Oh, we'll talk... Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. Right, who's next?
We have...
Leicester.
Well, yeah.
Underwhelming.
Yeah, I thought... What's his... Brendan...
Rodgers.
Rodgers had lost the plot at one stage there. Yeah. They were fucking up.
Oh, they were low down at one point in the season. We were beating them even. Yeah. We didn't lose to Leicester this year.
I mean, we being Villa?
Villa, yeah, okay, being Villa. Aston Villa. Didn't lose to Leicester. And, you know, Leicester's one of the big eight, big eight, I guess you could say, you know?
So after their glory days, that's it.
I think they're just going to be a mid-table team for...
Yeah, maybe getting up to sixth or seventh occasionally every now and again.
Maybe get conference.
No, I don't even think that now. Not with... I don't know what money's available to them, because it's all Thailand, wasn't it?
Yes. And there's still... I mean, even though the chairman sadly passed away outside the stadium, they've still got the funding. It's the owners, though, they love the club. They really love the club. So I don't think that won't be an issue in terms
Maybe Brendan Rodgers has got to go. Trouble is, there's only a small pool of really good managers now.
There really is. I mean, the only three I can think of...
Good teams,
the two I can think of off the top of my head would be Zidane.
Yeah.
At Leicester, that would be hilarious. Or realistically, probably Pochettino, Jose Mourinho.
Nah, but Poch wouldn't go to Leicester.
I mean, Poch probably wants a job. He's on the...
I think eventually we'll go back to Tottenham, I think.
Think so?
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. I prefer Graham Potter.
Oh, yeah. I think he will die at the Amex Stadium, though. He is Brighton for and through.
Oh, nah, there's been little whispers already, really? But that's all that.
Sorry to interrupt, but I think Leicester, if they were to do business, they are capable of doing smart business.
Yeah.
Look at, like, Patson Ducker.
Yeah,
that was a great signing.
Getting rid of Slavy.
Yeah, oh, that's true, especially for that price.
Slavy's going to go to bloody League Two. No, no,
yeah,
mate.
Send him to Salford. Nah, Wrexham's marquee signing when they get promoted to League Two. Ryan Reynolds. Oh, yeah.
Right, who's next? FIFA. Who we got next?
All right, yeah. Brighton.
Brighton next.
Good season for them. This is their best ever season.
Yeah. A pain.
I know Sam strongly dislikes them, but they've had...
A thorn in a lot of teams' sides, man.
Credit must be given when credit's due, despite the slander I said earlier.
I mean, they smashed fucking Man United a couple of weeks ago, 4-0. That was fucking incredible. And one of the players was a Man United supporter. I forget his name.
Anika's outside.
Oh. Anika's here.
Okay.
Come in and join us, Anika.
Hi. I just came to vibe check.
The vibe check is good.
Right.
How are
you? No, good. Yeah,
what's the vibe check?
This vibe.
Talking about Brighton right now.
Talking about Brighton.
Who's happy, who's sad?
I think we're all content.
We're all content, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm disappointed, but I'll get onto my feelings when we get there.
Aww.
Brighton, yes, that player that scored against Man United. Man United fan. Man United scouts looked at him and said, oh, no, he's not good enough. Good enough to score against them, but not good enough to play for them. Yeah, he got quite emotional when he scored. Against,
who was it?
It wasn't Danny Welbeck. He got a goal as well. They did all right.
They did good for Brighton.
I don't think they're ever going to be there.
No, I think...
But mid-table...
They made themselves known this season. Yeah.
They're the sort of team where... It's like West Ham. They don't exactly have any, like kind of glitzy, glamorous players, but they just work well together.
Yeah.
And like smart signings too, like Mark Cucurella, he can play anywhere down the left side and in centre back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great, great signing. Leandro Trossard as well.
Anika makes a very smooth exit.
Well, I was like, that's a very bad point to come in because I've got no idea what the fuck is going
on. Neither have we.
I have to say, I almost didn't recognise you today.
I have got a Spurs shirt on it.
He's not wearing his toys shirt.
This is the one. I only bring this out on special occasions.
I'm just glad that I walked in and no one was in tears.
No.
And no one's too upset.
Not yet.
Not yet.
No.
We're still going to talk about Villa yet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, who's next?
Who is next? Next is Wolves.
Just Wolves again.
Just Wolves.
Well,
we can move on to the next
one.
Okay,
I mean, here's I'm gonna, because you know I support Aston Villa, same region as Wolves. That's
Wolves,
our derby in the Premier League. Wolves were in League One not long ago.
Yeah,
and they've
been brilliant under Nuno.
Yep, they've quickly gone from being the worst team in the West Midlands to the best team in the West Midlands.
Yep. Who's their manager at the moment?
Don't know. That no, I can't remember.
But yeah, no, just a standard season for Wolves.
Yeah.
Just, you know, yeah, good season for them.
Yeah, that's Wolves.
All right.
Yeah.
New.
Good signings. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And they're a team that can. There are no easy games in the Premier League. There are none. There used to be, but they're not anymore.
Oh, Alice is Norwich.
Yeah, right, there you go.
We'll talk about them later, though.
Well, I'm guessing this next one will probably have a bit to say, which is Newcastle.
They finished 10th.
Well, yeah, they
finished
11th. It was
10th. 10th was Wolves.
Oh, what was
11th, yeah, amazing job by Eddie Howe with two signings. Changed the club around, the culture of the club.
Yep.
Newcastle fans fucking love their club.
Yeah.
And when their last manager...
I mean, they're so isolated. Just,
well, there is nothing else up there. Well,
it's them. It's their Sunderland.
Yeah. But they love their club, and they hated them for quite a while.
Yeah.
Got taken over by Saudi Arabia, which we've talked about at great length on here. Apparently they went to go and buy Tottenham, or they applied, they looked at buying Tottenham, and they turned around and told them to fuck off, and I was glad for that, because I would struggle if my club got taken over by someone like Saudi Arabia,
yeah,
who's all into sports washing. Already there's controversy, one of Newcastle's away strip for next year looks like the Saudi Arabian strip.
It's got the Wayne Green, haven't they? Yeah.
So it's starting to happen already. So there's always going to be this thing with Newcastle.
Well, I mean, the Newcastle fans were the ones.
They don't give a fuck, mate.
Like we said before extensively, I think they're going to be top six very soon.
Yeah.
If they continue the way they're going over the coming years, especially, like I said earlier, really smart signings, players who are passionate about the project.
I reckon a good two or three seasons, maybe even a bit more. You're right. They'll be in the top next season and they'll be there for ever.
Yeah.
And props to them. May as well, if you've got the facilities, may as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so look out for next season. They're going to be good. Eddie Howe, when we didn't have a manager at Tottenham, he was my top pick. I've always liked him.
They have a nice kit as well. I always like it. Can't go wrong with black
and white stripes.
Oh, no, I don't like it.
It looks nice.
Yeah. Magpie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Next is Crystal Palace, and then after
Crystal Crystal Meth FC.
Yep.
Oh.
They've done Patrick Vieira, isn't it?
He's done well.
They've done very well.
Yeah.
Arsenal backed him as well, didn't they?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they've made smart. I keep banging on about smart signings, but I love looking at the transfer business. Also, Edouard from Celtic. He's been a bit disappointing, but on paper, very good looking signing.
I think Palace this season have really relied on Zaha a lot.
Yeah.
Zaha and Conor Gallagher as well.
And I think
has a bit of a temper on him. I think he got sent off against us, I think.
I mean, when they played us most recently, it was him and John McGinn basically competing with each other. And I mean, John McGinn is a dirty boy. He's a dirty Scottish boy. But they both got like yellow cards against each other. And total fouls. But no, I think they rely on him quite a bit.
Yeah.
I think once he leaves, then they're going to be.
I don't think he'll ever leave.
We looked at Tottenham, we looked at buying him a couple of times. That's not going to happen now.
He's got too much of a temper.
Yeah, he's too aggro.
He's a bit unreliable in that field. But he's been at Palace his whole career, basically, give or take a couple of loans.
But Palace have done well, actually. They've done well.
Conor Gallagher, he is one for the future.
Yeah.
100%. If Chelsea don't keep him, they're absolute idiots. They need to actually look at their loan army and see, there's actually quality players here. We shouldn't just be sending them out on loan constantly. Did I just say the C word?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I didn't say constantly, but...
you're thinking Chelsea, it's an automatic fucking reflex, isn't it?
I think Conor Gallagher was fantastic this season.
Well, who's Chelsea looking at him?
He's the club. He's on loan.
Never mind. Yeah, no, he's going back to Chelsea.
So unless Crystal Palace buy him, which would be foolish on Chelsea's behalf, great business for Crystal Palace. Yeah. I mean, you got like consistently good players, like Milivojevic, Mark White, doing fine.
Brentford's next.
Again, they've done all right.
Brentford has been like my second team of the season.
Oh, is it?
So
weirdo.
It's just because this is their first time ever in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Again,
done well.
So I was talking about this with Sam. So how they buy players is unique to any other team in the Premier League. So what they do is they play what is called Moneyball. I don't know if you've seen the movie Moneyball. It's about, it's a baseball technique, but what they do is they buy their players simply based off stats.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that movie, yeah. And true so, story,
like,
wasn't it?
Yeah, so they'll be like, oh, we want a player who's good at free kicks, right? And so they're like, oh, we can't get Ronaldo, he's too expensive. So then they'll go, who's a player that has similar free kick taking abilities to Cristiano Ronaldo? And they'll look through all the leagues around the world and they'll find a player the most similar and they'll buy them for real cheap and they'll bring them over because they have the same stats.
Who was that player for Brentford?
I don't know. I don't know many of the players at Brentford. I just enjoyed watching the club. And to think that they were, you know, championship, not very, you know, well off. They
didn't know any of this. This is mad.
They were the surprise of the season, in my opinion.
They're an exciting team to watch. And too, I think,
Who got promoted? It was Watford, Norwich and Brentford, right? Yeah. And Brentford's the only team that have managed to stay up. And they've stayed up in a very good position, too.
Yeah, true.
They've played some great games of football. Yeah. I mean, that opener against Arsenal, amazing.
Yeah, shit, yeah. I think they got good players as well. Like you said, they're kind of the equivalent of the better players.
Yeah, their owners really care about the club as well. Mm. They bought them a new stadium, putting heaps of money into the club and trying to push them to be, like, bigger than what they should be.
Yeah.
And it's good to see another London team in there as well.
Yeah, shit, yeah.
Like a smaller London team that's not, you know, the big three.
Yeah, I like, I do big four, very much. Like yeah, what you see about that money ball, like Saeed Benrahma, he's like a Messi. Yeah. He's very skillful. He's gone now for Brentford, of course. Yeah. He's been pretty average for West Ham, but he was great for Brentford.
And it's the only two teams that practice moneyball in football in England is them and Barnsley. Barnsley it hasn't worked out for because they're not a very wealthy club, right. But Brentford it's worked out brilliantly for.
Yeah, I think so.
That's how they got promoted and that's how they'll stay up, I think.
Right, and the next.
I'm going to give Jack the mic for this one. It's Aston Villa.
Oh, Aston Villa, right.
All right, so
40 years ago in Munich, Aston Villa won the European Championship.
Fucking which is now, pride in your face, and that's fucking
which
hell.
Is now the Champions League.
Yeah. Is that it?
40 years ago on, we're 14th in the Premier League, which has been a very up and down season for us, in my opinion. So, new manager, but okay, so I predicted that we were going to finish between 10th and 8th. And at one point,
ninth.
We were 8th in the league at one point, like midway
through.
Oh, were
you?
Yep. And so, okay, so I'm just going to go through the whole season. This season's been a bit
of a... Nah, fuck off, mate. Not all fucking 38 games, surely.
No, not all 38 games. I'm just going to start... Okay, the big thing after the Euros, Jack Grealish, right, gets sold for $100 million. I was fine with it. You know, it was a bit of a snaky move. He's been a Birmingham boy all his life, and I think he did it kind of slightly selfish reasons, but that's his decision. He's won a Premier League now. But we had $100 million and we bought three players.
£100 million, sorry.
And we bought three players to replace him. Emi Buendia, Danny Ings, and
Leon Bailey.
Leon Bailey has barely played this season. He's been out injuries, out sick. He's just absent.
I thought he would do great.
Danny Ings has had a really underwhelming season from a striker's point of view. And I think that
where did he come from?
Southampton. And I think that's down to management as well. And Emi Buendia, they barely put him on. They put him on for 20 minutes a game. So I think we have so much squad depth at the moment, but we're just really struggling with management. Because Dean Smith couldn't really handle the quality of the team at the time. Because we were, you know, it's a squad with depth, you know?
Yeah, rotational.
And we got, I think, 11th last season. 12th?
No idea.
Do you think that Steven Gerrard's not good enough?
Okay, I think Steven Gerrard, when he came in, we started doing really well. And then towards the end of the season, we've kind of bottled it. I think he's a good manager. I just think he needs time with the squad and he needs to figure out what his strategy is.
It's whether he's given time.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, you've got a promising start to this one, window. You've got Boubacar Kamara on a free.
And really good and Coutinho as well.
Yeah, Coutinho for 20 mil.
20 mil.
Yeah, that's crazy money.
Coutinho has been a phenomenal player for us this season. Same with Matty Cash as well. Cash. Those are my two standouts from the Villa squad this year, just because they've carried the team on their backs. Matty Cash will stay at Villa for a long time. And I think Coutinho will stay for a couple of years as well.
Yeah, midfield you've got with Boubacar Kamara, Jacob Ramsey and John McGinn. That's a great
midfield. What I'm hoping for next season is that we at least get in the top 10 And then maybe we can push for Conference League at some later point. But right now we just have to just invest in winning games first.
Yeah.
Instead of like...
You've got to look at everybody above you as well, like, with what's happening.
Like that City game, we were 2-0 up and then 5 minutes we lost.
Did you watch the game?
No, I didn't.
You were like, your defense is rock solid.
Yeah. We have so much squad depth. I think it's beyond saying it's the squad's fault because they're a good team. But I just think management needs to sort out their shit and ownership needs to sort it out too. That's my
okay. Well, there you go. That's not bad. The old bottom lip only wobbled a couple of times. That was from me. Just your passion was fucking crazy.
But no, I doubt we will be where we were 40 years ago. Yeah. But we've been up and down through it all since then. So I think
The thing is, you just never know who's going to buy your club or
we've been been playing since 1888.
Yeah, a bit tired now.
So you know,
you're
120
year old
players.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay, mate. I'm going to get my violin out now. Fuck me.
Oh shit!
Right. These ones won't take long to get through because these are all the bum teams.
We've got the last six teams. 15th was Southampton.
Southampton.
Underachieved again. I think all these ones have been underachieved.
Good
yeah.
business with the beginning of the window with Adam Armstrong coming in from Blackburn. Yeah. the championship, but he's been underwhelming. He hasn't really filled in the void that Danny Ings has left. I'm hoping just dipping back to West Ham. I'm really hoping we get James Ward-Prowse this window. That'll be great.
Yeah.
I think he's far too good for Southampton. I think he'd do well under David Moyes and kind of give him the extra challenge for Europe.
No, I think they'll go down next season.
Yeah,
they're pretty. They've got a couple of okay players. You've got Mr. Gineppo on the left. He's a bit inconsistent. But yeah, pretty underwhelming overall. Not that great.
Right, next.
Everton.
Oh, well. Well.
They don't deserve to stay out.
They don't deserve to stay out. I don't like their manager.
Don't like their fans either.
Don't know why the fuck he's got Premiership club.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. And that saved his job.
Yeah.
You don't like Frank Lampard? He took the club from 16th to 16th. And then they invaded the pitch when they get relegated.
My biggest upset for me is when Dele Alli was one of my favourite Tottenham players. I don't know what the fuck's happened to him. He hasn't even played for Everton. They're talking about selling him. I think he's having problems off the pitch.
That's a shame.
I hate that happening to seeing a player go like that. He had so much promise.
Yeah.
Believes his own press, I think. But nah, Everton just... Fuck, that was crazy. Well,
they've taken players there... like Richarlison, who's class, and Allen as well, one of the best midfielders in the world.
The club is massively in debt now, though.
Yeah.
Because they just... Too much money on paying for players, too much money on wages. And now they can't buy anyone because they have too much debt.
That's their problem.
We'll see about next season.
Leeds next?
Leeds is next, yes.
Yeah, fuck Leeds.
Deserve to go down as well.
Clutched up. Two 96th-minute winners back-to-back. Yeah. One against
That last game, Brent, they had a player sent off.
They had two players sent off.
No, what happened was they'd had all their substitutions. Yeah, a player had to go off injured.
Yeah.
So that's why they were down to nine men.
Yeah, and that's why Leeds won. Leeds didn't deserve to stay out. Terrible fans as well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't like Leeds fans. Right, Burnley.
Yep.
Sad to see it happen. They've been one of them cellar dwellers, don't like that word, ever since I can remember. But they're a team that can beat you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
which is interesting, right? Because it's a relegation team.
Yeah, they've always been a relegation team, really. They've always been struggling.
But you sack the manager that's kept you from being relegated, what's
going to
happen?
So, Burnley. Sad. I got a soft spot for Burnley, to be honest with you.
I think they do.
Best commentators in football.
Oh, shit, yeah. They have great players. They've got good players as well. Got Dwight McNeil on the left, got Veghorst.
Yeah, unlucky. I'd like to see them come back again, but it's not easy.
It'll be a while, I think.
Because
if they
got any decent players, everybody's going to be swooping in for them.
Oh, shit, yeah. And they've got, like, Nick Pope. Dwight McNeil, Josh Brown, who Max Cornet, and Veghorst.
Yeah.
All class players who will... Yeah. I mean, Veghorst, we came from Wolfsburg. He was doing real well.
Yeah. They'll get what happens when you...
They'll go for cheap because they're championship players now. Their value's basically been cut in half.
Watford.
Watford's next. Watford's Watford.
What I've enjoyed about Watford is, you know, Ben Foster,
yeah,
their keeper, his
YouTube. His YouTube.
He films in the goal. That's all that I really know about Watford.
Yeah. Again, they just came up straight back down again. Yep. See you later.
Only one standout player that I can point out being Emmanuel Dennis up top.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah.
I don't know why he signed for Watford, but he's going to go.
Yeah.
And also Hassane Kamara, left back. He's good too. He came from Rennes. He was real good for them.
That's what unfortunately what happens, Joe, is when you go down, all your decent players, they don't want to play in the Championship, so they'll just go.
Yeah,
so then then you lose all that money, you lose so much money by dropping down.
Yeah.
So yeah, and Norwich just shit. That's all you can say about them. Really,
they made a lot of investment though, at the beginning of the season. I mean, I think I'm surprised they invested in good players too, like Lise Malou from Nice. They got Christos Zolas from Olympiacos. Like good players. They just hasn't worked.
Their fans were booing them.
What was it? No, that was Watford. Never mind, with Roy Hodgson applauding
The Palace fans.
The Palace fans when Watford got relegated.
Yeah, I felt sorry for that because that's the end of an era. Him, he's retiring now. I mean,
he's what?
Too old, really. So
Norwich are a yo-yo club, like
big time.
Yeah,
it's them, Fulham, and Watford are the three yo-yos.
They'll go down. They'll play go down. Fantastic.
They'll go down, and I love the Championship. You know, I love watching it because, you know, my other team that I support is West Brom because that's who my family supports as well as Villa. And
I do like to walk along the Brom, where the Bars band plays. Fuck off, West Brom. Fuck off, West Brom.
That West Brom. But it's always fun watching the Championship. It's always a very competitive league. And,
some good players, man, as well. Yeah. I've been watching the
playoffs.
The playoffs.
Yeah.
Fucking very impressed.
No, but I think Norwich will go down, play fantastic.
Come back again.
And come back up and then go down again.
Yeah. So while we're back, now we've got teams
coming up.
As we're losing three teams, we've got three teams coming up from the Premiership. Now, I don't know fuck all about this. Is Forest among.
So the Championship final is Monday morning. It's Forest Huddersfield.
That's
Monday morning. Fulham's coming up.
Yeah.
Like I said,
I've watched some of the Fulham games and they have been fucking amazing, but it's such a big jump. From the Championship to the Premier League, it's a chasm.
Yeah, I mean, Fabio Carvalho is 19, but one of the standout players. Yeah. I know Liverpool are super keen on signing him for about $8 million. He's only 19, absolute star coming up for them. I mean, Mitrovic, I hope he does well this season because he scored, 40-odd games? 40-odd goals for Fulham this season?
Yeah.
I know Fulham's coming up. The playoff final is Monday morning.
We've got
the teams that are coming up
here. Okay. So Fulham, right now, confirmed coming up, it's Fulham and Bournemouth.
Okay.
Fulham, another yo-yo club. They most likely will go down or they'll scrape by. Bournemouth, probably scrape by as well.
I reckon an up and a down, but I don't really know. I haven't really watched them.
Now, what we've got coming up soon, it's Huddersfield?
It's Huddersfield, Nottingham Forest.
Nottingham Forest.
Oh, for the third place.
For the third position. Now, here's my thoughts on it. Nottingham Forest deserve that spot so much.
They used to be such a huge club.
They won the European Championship.
Yeah, they were massive.
The 80s.
The Brian Clough days.
They haven't been in the Prem for 17 years or something.
Wow.
I think if any club deserves to come up, even if it's just for a season, I think Nottingham deserves it because, you know, they're a good club. Like, they're a big club.
They're a big club. Big history, man. Yeah. Big history.
I'm secretly hoping for Millwall to come up. I would love to see West Ham Millwall.
Millwall Chelsea would fuck here now. Just watch Football Factory if you want to know what that's like.
Yeah, it's just horrendous.
I'd love to see Forest come up. Fulham and Bournemouth, they've been in the Prem before, and I think they'll do pretty shit.
I'd like to see Fulham do all right, actually. I like Fulham.
Well, it's another London team. It'll be full of London teams.
Much about Bournemouth. Last they kind of kept tabs on Bournemouth was in Arnaud Danjuma went over to Villarreal, which was a good signing for them. He's the Champions League semi-finalist and Europa League champions. But I know Todd Cantwell's there, who signed from Norwich beginning of last season, so he'll be back in the Prem while Norwich go down. But apart from that, I mean, see what happens.
Yeah.
Don't really know much about
Very quickly... Before we do, because you wanted to talk about some other quick football stuff as well, didn't you? Just a quick prediction for next season. I think it'll be pretty much as it is now.
Yeah.
When does next season start?
Oh, fucking hell. It's not. We normally have a good break, but we're coming back soon because of the World Cup.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
Okay, so that would change the timetable of the actual, of the 2020
Because the World Cup is in Qatar and the heat, they normally have it like in the summer, but it's just, it should be sort of like within the next couple of weeks. But because it's so hot, they're doing it around like November time.
Jeez, okay.
So there's going to be a big break in the Premiership.
I think, like you said, it's going to be pretty similar. I think, I mean, the Haaland going to City, that's pretty much
the
one weakness City have in their squad. They didn't have a great striker.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They did all that without someone like Harry Kane, which is, and I'm quite glad they've gone for that other player because they'll leave him alone now. But he's committed to Tottenham, so I'm well happy about that.
Yeah, good for you guys. Yeah, Liverpool second, probably Liverpool, Chelsea fighting for their second, third spot.
Yeah, and I reckon Tottenham fourth. I reckon it'll be like that. I don't think the Gooners will be there.
I think West Ham Gooners can swap place.
Yeah, Man United, if they buy right and he gets the.
Do you reckon Ron will leave United this season? Big Ron?
Ronaldo?
Yeah, do you think he'll leave?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Why would he want to be associated with that shit?
Where do you think he'll go? US?
I reckon end up somewhere like that. I mean, all he's been doing this year is just like an underwear model, isn't he?
Pretty much.
Really? I've never liked him, arrogant cock.
Oh, yeah, exactly. He doesn't pay his taxes either. Neither does Messi, to be fair.
No football player pays their taxes.
But no, I think, like you said, it's going to be pretty much identical. I think if West Ham invest right, I reckon...
Yeah, it all depends on what business gets done, you know what I mean?
If we don't win the conference, we'll get you
right. But I think we should all just bask. Well, I am basking in the glories of getting fourth.
So I'm basking in the contention of seventh. One spot down. I mean, going from a relegation spot 2019-20 to be back-to-back European places, I'm happy with that. Relegation, I probably suppose it would be the same. You're born with Fulham and probably just quickly, Southampton or Leeds.
We have some breaking news here about the Mbappe deal.
Oh, yes.
So as we know, he...
Got PSG.
Apparently he is in talks about a Liverpool transfer.
Oh, fuck.
Isn't he just signed a new contract?
I think he might be looking at a transfer.
Okay, really? As of when?
As of today.
There is so many rumours going around until you get an official statement from the club.
Well, he's officially stated that he's talking with Liverpool.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens.
What source?
I've got it's a Liverpool.
I'll tell you what was really funny. I saw, because I was watching lots of multiple things on Monday morning, and when it was 3-3, when it was 3-2 with Villa, the rumour went round Anfield that Villa had just scored again, and all the fans were going fucking wild.
Yeah.
All right, matey, hey. And then all of a sudden it went round, it was like, wow, those sour looking bastards.
Shadio Mane.
Like, what's it? Sadio Mane. Being serious. He's the greatest footballer in the world.
What's maybe something else. Sadio Mane.
Just turned to a room full of scousers, right?
Hey, mate. All right, lad. So it sounds a bit like Klingon, doesn't it?
Like Welsh.
Yeah. So there you go. That would be horrific.
But these things
are going to happen, man. We're fucking...
Yeah. If Mbappe does end up going to Liverpool, imagine
Mbappe and Haaland in the Premier League.
If I was a Real Madrid fan, I'd be furious if he went to Liverpool.
If that would have happened, that would literally be Ronaldo and Messi and Real and Barcelona.
Oh, I mean, like,
are they thinking Mo Salah's going to do the off then?
Possibly.
He hasn't got much longer to go on his contract. PSG.
Oh, true.
Because Messi's basically dead weight now.
Yeah.
Is Messi coming to like the tail end of his career?
Oh, yeah. A couple of seasons ago, to be honest with you. Yeah.
If I was a Real Madrid fan and Mbappe goes to Liverpool, I would be fucking fuming. Because, I mean, he was on the ropes of joining Madrid, pretty much agreed a contract with Madrid, then he committed to PSG.
Yeah.
Just to flip around and go back to Liverpool, oh my God, I'd be scream crying. I'd be sobbing in a corner. But if you want reliable transfers, go Fabrizio Romano. He's the top football journalist.
Yes.
No, don't trust anyone but him.
Yeah, I've got that. I've got him on my phone because he deals a lot with Tottenham stuff.
Yeah. No one else is really interested.
I want to talk a bit about Derby.
Why?
Derby County, because I think that they've had it bloody rough this season. They've played really well under Rooney, but it's just because of financial hardships. And the rumour is that there's a good chance that they won't exist next season.
Oh, fuck! Whoa, what? What?
Yeah. Okay, that started off as sarcasm and then it went to like genuine like surprise.
No, I was being like, fucking, and then halfway through it was like, no, Mr. Potato Head, what has he done?
But it's because of the owners, they're planning on, I think, like, it's to the ground. They can't pay off the ground or something.
Oh, wow.
Surely bring them to Mount Smart Stadium for a couple of seasons.
Oh, yes.
Away days.
Anyway.
Well, that is, well, what, okay, for people who don't know, what division are Derby in? The third tier, right?
They are
the third
down to
tier.
League One now. They were in the Championship this season, so second tier, down to the third tier now. And it's not looking good for them. Because
well, you look at a lot of clubs, so many, we only think of the Premiership, yeah. But you look at some of those clubs, like in the
Derby,
third and fourth tier.
Derby used to be back in, like, you know, 70 years ago, we were best team in England.
Oh, here we go. It was 40 years ago.
Anyway.
128 years ago.
Fucking talk about Julius Caesar's favourite 11 in the ancient Roman Premier League.
You know why? Now, this is a fact for you. You know why it's called the Bowling Ground?
Why is that?
Because quite close to it, that's where Anne Boleyn had her head chopped off.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's quite funny.
I just made that up.
Oh,
no, Rob. I don't think I
it's
actually,
like edge or tails, man. Just put her head up in the air.
I think there's some truth to that because I watched a video. There's like,
really?
I watched a video. This guy, he goes to where the bowling ground was, and it was like apartments now. And there's like a monument to Anne Boleyn around the area. So
okay.
Maybe it's right. I'm not sure.
Oh, God, that's pain.
So there you go.
The bowling ground was apartments.
Well, I think, that's sad news, mate, to be honest with you. That is really sad news. Do you want to do something about it?
No.
Okay. Well, why'd you bring it up then?
I just thought
it was going really well, and then there's this real big downer at the end of it.
Well, I mean, they got deducted 10 points at the start of the season.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
20
well,
points.
Think about the financial fair play, it only applies to the big
Maybe
teams.
You should get Jimmy Vardy and his missus and their missus right, together.
Get him out of the courtroom.
Yeah, that was pathetic.
That's funny.
Right.
Some of the, I'm not going to lie, I have not been keeping up with football at all, so this episode definitely wasn't my area of expertise.
Nah.
What I have been keeping up with is the outrage of footy scran at football stadiums. Now, we've gone over this before.
Yeah, and so why are we doing it again?
We're doing it again, round two.
Okay.
Just to start off with, about 2 weeks ago, fans were blasting Arsenal for charging £13 for a portion of chips at Emirates Stadium.
How much is that in New Zealand dollars?
About $26, $25.
Now, a fan did post a picture of these £13 portion of chips. Social media users slammed Arsenal for the absolutely insane price. Yeah, it's insane. Gunners chili cheese fries come topped with spring onions, meat and cheese. This was the said fries that were being complained about. One fan joked that they would need to check their overdraft limit before buying. Arsenal did come under fire last year for charging £18.05 for...
Five pence, sorry, for
a burger and chips. And it was a social media storm. So I thought it'd be a great idea to go over some more footy scrans.
Villa's had some nice scrans.
Oh, Villa's got some good scrans.
Here we have a cheese and ham. What is this? A cheese and ham panini? I think it's a cheese and ham panini. It was £4.70. It's not cents. Sorry.
Oh, that's a Leeds, isn't it? That's shocking.
No, that's United.
What the fuck is that?
That is volcanic rock.
You find that at the bottom of Mount Hobson.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's grim.
It's disgusting.
How do they do that? They just, that's, for those of you listening,
it's been cremated.
Well, like, actually, this panini that we're looking at, right? So for those of you listening, it literally looks like it's just a piece of tiger bread that's been burnt black. Yeah. That is a perfect representation.
Flamethrower. Someone had a flamethrower at the football.
That is a perfect representation of United season.
Something that would be perfectly fine.
Something that would be perfectly fine, but...
It's gone to shit.
It's gone to shit.
Oh my god.
This next one. It was a photograph of a cheeseburger. It was from Luton, yeah. £4.10 for this.
Me and Sam were joking about Luton the other day.
Oh.
How they're... Sam.
Is it mould?
No, it's burnt.
It's Now, Sam, Luton's away entrance?
Oh, yes. Yeah, Luton's away entrance is just a set of stairs and a bunch of housing.
In between a bunch of housing,
I'll get up a photo. Which...
That's what I mean. The chasm between the Premiership and everybody else is ridiculous.
I know. It's like you go down to like League Two, and it's like still like it's like stadiums from the '80s, and then you go see Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and it's like this big flash.
Oh, it's fucking unbelievable.
And then there's that, and it's literally just some stairs, and you have to go through the houses in Luton to get to the football stand.
You have to hop a couple fences.
Brilliant.
There's a lot. There's quite a few of these. Here, Aberdeen FC shows how unevenly they cooked food. How they cook food, sorry.
Oh, that is fucking disgusting.
Would you like it well done or rare? Or you can have it both. Split down there.
It's half raw on one side and then it's just black on the other. It's
delicious.
It's a burger as well.
Proper scram.
What's this? Chelsea fan joked that the chef who cooked their pie and sausage roll had likely worked also at Man United. Oh.
God. Oh. Did they just get like a can of fly spray and a lighter and just...
Flamethrower.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to try that.
Get marinated and cook it at the same time.
You know, I always recall that one photo of that hot dog with the long...
Yeah,
this is the opposite of that.
That was the bat.
That looks like a poo, eh?
It looks like a little cocktail sausage. Just in a hot dog bun.
They go hard.
Oh, look at that. Cheese and chips is back.
Oh, my God. Rob. What is British people? No offense, Rob. The fans at the stadium, they don't melt cheese.
Nah.
That's a pistol.
Shouldn't even have cheese on chips anyway. That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Man, that pint does look
That pint looks nice, though. Yeah. Probably tastes like weasel piss.
Oh, man. It's downgraded even more. Oh, that's another hot dog.
That's Burton Albion.
The smallest sausage ever. It's just nothing, just a piece, just like a fucking bat or something.
Sausage bread.
That's ridiculous. Right.
And that's it. Round
it's
two of footy
scale.
It doesn't matter.
It don't matter. It shouldn't be anything.
Yeah, it should be free.
Right, well, that's it.
That's the, man, Premier League episode.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed that.
It was good, yeah. Good chat.
And so there is no more football... Is there?
You've got Champions League next weekend.
And the World Cup after that.
You've got the that playoff as well. Yeah. But really, no, that's it now. So
till the World Cup?
Yeah.
Till the World Cup. When does the World Cup start?
Oh, November. New Zealand's got its playoff as well.
Yeah.
In June.
They've got a friendly before then as well against Uruguay, I think.
It's against Peru.
Against Peru. RCD Espanyol Stadium in Barcelona.
Yeah.
Which should be great. It'll be a rather interesting venue. But now the playoff is against Costa Rica in Qatar.
Qatar, yes.
Good. I'm watching that game, 6 a.m.
So, no more getting up. God knows what time in the morning for me.
Yeah. Sleeping.
So, yeah.
Love it. No more
Spurs talk. No more football talk.
Football talk for the next few months. It's going to be rumours going on, transfer window. Yeah. There's so many rumours that say I don't pay attention to any of them. Even that one you just talked about, until you get an official fucking thing. Even if he said he's officially talking to him, he could have just phoned up somebody by mistake and got a scouser.
Yeah.
All right, mate.
There's your chicken and chips. It is Liverpool. I'm coming to Liverpool.
Do you want a stereo car, stereo, mate? How about me sister?
The sixth one to your air cleaners place is fucking
cool. All right.
Bush. That's it. So, yeah.
That's us. Is there anything else other than football you guys want to mention?
Nah, fuck all. No, just football.
We'll have to save it for next week then. All right, that's us from here at The Playbook. Hope you guys enjoyed.
See ya.
Woo! Soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.